concerned about the boys. They've been missing nearly 24 hours now, and this is a very, very unusual incident. It's very out of character. The boys do go out to play quite often, but this is not coming back for the sort of 8 o'clock deadline is very unusual. So we've been looking for them for all that time. They've gone through from Sunderland to Newcastle, and from there we don't know where they've gone, and we're concerned about where they might be now.
And how big an operation is this now, looking for them?
It's a big operation. We've got lots of assets on the ground. We've got intelligence detectors, we've got uniforms, we've got search teams, we've got all sorts of things going on to cover the tracks, to look at where they might have gone next, to look at CCTV and all the transport networks, as you would expect.
What would your message to the three be now?
Boys, you're not in trouble. It's important we know you're safe and you're well. Please contact us. Get in touch with the police, either on 101 or Crime Stoppers, which is free 0800 555 111, and let us know where you are. We'll come and get you. Everything will be all right.
You did explain earlier some of the background of where they're from, and they've obviously been in Northumberland for a time as well. Is there any indication of where they might be?
From Newcastle, we don't know. That's where the trail's gone cold. It's unusual for them to go there in the first place. So it's with a bit of a sense of purpose. So we're trying to establish exactly what's happened after that. And that's the bit that we need help with. I think that 5 or 10 past 6 last night outside the central station, be busy. There'll be a lot of people walking around, going for trains. Three lads walking about might have seen a little bit unusual. They might have seen them or bumped into them, saw them talking to someone, getting in a car or heading for a bus or even back in the train station. I don't know, but that's what we're trying to establish. Where did they go then?
And in terms of sustaining themselves, they've only got 50 or 60 quid.
They have. It's not much money, is it? And the clothes on their back, from what we can tell. So yeah, in terms of their welfare and their ability to food, clothe, water themselves, it's very limited. So, you know, we're concerned about that too, and where they're going to go and how safe they'll be.